Go to the Lord in prayer.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for your local churches, Father God. They are the backbone, Father, and you love it, and you are in each and every church, and you love them, Father. You love us. We are your body, Father. We love you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Father, tonight, as I expound on your word, Father God, I ask you to help me say what you want and leave off what you don't want, Father. And Lord, let the Holy Spirit, he always does, minister to your children, Father God. Life, because you are life. Thank you, Father. Give them listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father God, to take in, Father God, what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Thank you. I just got one funny. Okay. Blooper. In the bulletin. Let's meet our new missionaries, the Winters. Tim is a pilot and flies missionaries into the bushes. I have another one if that didn't go. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, I am teaching on, defeating discouragement. And I just have a few little things to say before I start into it. First of all, I want to tell you, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, loves you. His love cannot be measured. He loves to help process everything in your life. He's a good daddy, a gracious father, abounding in mercy and grace. His understanding of your discouragement or your depression is unmeasurable. No one can measure the depths of God's understanding. That set me free years and years ago. I was having a problem, and I was so thankful that God, he understood. I mean, he's way up there, but he isn't the God that don't care. His understanding is unmeasurable. I go to that scripture. I believe it's Isaiah 40. I'm sorry, I didn't look it up. Isaiah 40. Okay. And during this time, I pray, I bring forth things that about discouragement and ways to get out of it. So there's some things you got to figure that out yourself. Okay. Okay. For 2 Corinthians 7, 5, and 6. 2 Corinthians 7, 5, and 6. When we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest. We were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts. Inside were fears. I just got this figured out. Okay. Inside were fears. Outside were conflicts. Okay. Nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast comforted us. He comforts the downcast. This is the New Living Translation. But God who encourages those who are discouraged encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. Now, he sent somebody, and he'll send somebody into your life because he says he's the encourager of those who are discouraged. Okay. Okay. Discouragement is something we probably, not all of us, probably all have experienced. But it's important to know how to make sure those emotions don't get the best of us. Okay. The devil is after your strength. You know he's after your strength because if you have no strength, you cannot fight. If you cannot fight, you will not win. He's after your strength. Okay, you will see in the next little couple pages, you will see you are not the only ones who got discouraged. Okay. And this is brief, okay. There is Job. Okay. And his so-called friends, be honest with you, I never understood Joe's. I liked all the friends, so then I'm in trouble. I liked all his friends, but anyways, obviously his friends weren't doing too much for encouraging, but anyways, sometimes our friends and family can let us down or mess up our minds. Of course, the boils all over would discourage him right off the bat, okay? Now, Elijah, God's prophet, he thought after all the miracles the people had seen on Mount Carmel, he thought Ahab and Jezebel would repent, but they didn't. And she threatened him, and he ran depressed. Things don't always turn out like you think, and you get discouraged. Okay. Now, Jeremiah felt angry, and he was discouraged with God. He believed God was against him. Okay. And then there's Peter. Peter was discouraged with himself. Have you ever been discouraged with yourself? He never thought he would ever deny Christ, deny knowing Christ. Okay. I get discouraged with myself, and that I do. I know to do right. I know to do right, like to stop watching Jaws for the fifth time or Gone with the Wind, I believe, seven times. You know, I know to do better, but it's discouraged on them. Funny, it's after it's over that I think, oh, God, I'm sorry. It was funny. I watched the whole movie, and then I say it. Okay. The flesh is, we're just bound with flesh. I'm sorry. We're just flesh till we get it. Okay. So, first, be honest. It does no good to pretend you don't feel what you feel. You can't take action against a negative feeling until you first admit it, recognize it. Okay. Two, take care of your body. If your body isn't working, your mind, emotions, and will are also weakened. I love how God tended to Elijah's body first. He gave him food. Remember that? Sometimes the circumstances of life drain us dry, and we need to press the pause button. Now, I just learned this the other day. In the Old Testament, the people were told, I mean, I knew about some of this, okay. In the Old Testament, the people were told to work their land 6 years and let the land rest for 1 year. Now, well, if the dirt had to rest, and we are made from dirt, do you think we have to rest? Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny myself. I mean, it's true. I mean, the dirt had to, God wanted the dirt to rest. Okay, and we should rest 1 day a week, like the Bible says, the Sabbath. Okay, God himself rested. He pushed the pause button. He rested on the seventh day. Okay, something else you can do to get rid of discouragement. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Take every thought captive. When a thought comes up, check it out, make it a prisoner until you check its credentials. Pay attention to your thoughts. Now, I got this from Kenneth Hagin. I thought it was good. I have it at home, and I look through it all the time. Okay. Kenneth Hagin said, any thought that confuses you, any thought that discourages you, any thought that puts you in despair, any thought that makes you afraid, any thought that brings you into fear, any thought that condemns you, any thought that makes you feel guilty, any thought that makes you sad or regretful, any thought that puts you down, or any thought that makes you feel less than, is to be resisted immediately with your mouth by faith, because God said in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. So you got Bible on it. Resist him in Jesus' name. I do that all the time, y'all. I'm telling you, I do it all the time. Do not let those negative things stay on your mind. And you know what? You can say this out of your mouth. You know, your mouth is powerful on all counts. I do not choose to think on that. And I have done that. I have done that. And this was just concerning my dog. But I was so sad when I had to put her down. It would come up and I would just be crying all the time for months and months. And then I said, you know what? I do not choose to think on that. And then usually I would start praising God and praising God and praising God and praising God and praising God. And then my mind was on something else. Okay, I just found this. I don't know where I found this at. Maybe a magazine or something. Listen to this. God's voice stills you, leads you, reassures you, enlightens you, encourages you, comforts you, calms you, convicts you. Remember that. Okay, number four, train yourself to see out of two lenses, the temporal and the eternal. Now the temporal, anything you see is subject to change, but the eternal is forever. And we need to focus more on the eternal. Like instead of these little tidbit things we're going through all the time, which Satan wants you to just to captivate your mind so you won't think on good things. Excuse me. The best way to chase out a negative feeling or emotion is with another feeling or emotion. So, it says in the Word in Thessalonians, in everything, in everything, in everything, in everything, give thanks. So a lot of times I sit down, and I look around my room and I start thanking him. For air conditioning in these 100-degree days. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, for hot and cold running water. There's a zillion things. And just start naming them. And it's still, I'm telling you, that oppression will lift, that depression will. You just start thanking God. Just start thanking God. It works. I've done it. And not only that, in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, for this is the will of God, when you start thanking him in everything. Now, that should you bring out of depression also, cause if you start thanking God, you are in his perfect will, and everybody wants to be in him. You know what, and I know praise is a sacrifice, but you know what, Thanksgiving may be a sacrifice if you're feeling real down. You don't have to feel like doing it. And here we go. Here's another one. Think of all the good things. My taco I had today. Pardon me. Think of all the good things in the past that God has did for you. Yeah. There's another thing to think on. And you know, if you're born again, he did it because he's a blesser. He's just a blesser. Now this testimony. I'm going to throw these glasses away when I get out of here. The testimony I have right now is God is so good. Years ago, with my ex-husband, I was going to Michigan because when I took my mother to Michigan, she moved down here and then she wanted to go back and visit her kids, you know, my brother, my sister. And he wanted a motorcycle, okay, a Harley, okay. And my mother has this 8-cylinder big Chevy truck, and it had one of those camper things over it, okay. And just me and my mom went up north. And I was supposed to talk to some men up there who was gonna put the motorcycle in the back of our truck, tie it down and everything, okay? Well, I was at my brother's and I was doing my daily devotional. I think this was my daily devotional. I'm not sure, y'all. But the scripture was, and I had prayed about this because I really didn't like the idea of toting that motorcycle home, you know, because I'm not that great of a driver. Anyways. And I was praying about it, and I come across this scripture, I believe it was my daily devotional, God will accomplish what concerns you. I got excited. I'm telling you, okay, God will accomplish what concerns me. I don't have to worry about it no more, okay? So later on that day, the men call me, and they says, ma'am, he says, we've been thinking it over. We know the size of your truck and everything, and when we measure the motorcycle, it ain't gonna fit. Ah! I was so
so happy. It was God accomplishing what concerns me. I got right in my sister's face and she wasn't with the Lord. Okay. And I was so happy. I was crazy happy. She didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? But I was so happy. And then listen, the second part of this story is about the goodness of God. Weeks later, after I got home, weeks later, I found out that was a stolen motorcycle. But they knew that my ex-husband wanted it, so they just went out and stole one. I was going to put it back in my truck. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, is God good or what? Certain things you just don't ever forget. So think of all the good things God's did in your life and get rid of that discouragement. Okay, so listen to this. You can stir yourself up, calling things that be not as though they were. You could start saying, these are little things to get rid of discouragement. You could start saying, because you're stirring yourself up, I am joyful. I am full of joy right now. I count it all joy. I'm becoming joyful right now. I'm going to laugh pretty soon. You know what? I did that before and I started laughing all by myself in the house. I'm telling you, it's a decision. Do something. Okay. The thing of it is you are working a spiritual principle, calling things that be not as though they were. I'm happy right now. I have joy, you know? Okay. Sometimes you may get discouraged because you haven't heard from God in a while. When he is silent, I think we've all been there. Okay. Jesse Duplantis said, after a month or so, I'm not sure exactly, he said, God, I haven't heard from you at all, you know? So, I mean, even Jesse hadn't heard, okay. And God says, I'm just watching you grow. Just watching you grow. If you haven't heard from me, he's just watching you grow. He says, sit. I mean, God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God. 2 Chronicles 20, 15, and 17. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, or discouraged because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. So stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord, salvation of the Lord, deliverance of the Lord. They all bowed their heads and worshiped. Then Jehoshaphat sent the singers, and they sang, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Then the Lord sent ambushes against the people of Ammon, the enemy. Now, notice now in 61 Isaiah 61:3, it says, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, my Bible did not say put on, but I memorized that song that we used to sing, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Okay. My note in my Bible said, that refers to discouragement. That heaviness refers to discouragement. That's one note in my Bible. I imagine it can refer to depression or oppression. Okay. So praise to cast off the oppression and the discouragement. So when distressed, be dressed with the garment of praise. A little ditty I threw in there. And over there. I didn't get that. I don't know how to rhyme things, so it ain't mine. Okay. Now, we have in the past a teacher called Marty Blackwelder here. Okay, he's still teaching. He's in Atlanta right now. Ish and I took him to dinner one day. I noticed something. When he wasn't talking or eating, he was singing softly through the whole meal, y'all, through the whole. And you know, he was at Rhema for a while. He was the piano player on the Rhema praise team. He must have learned a key. because you'll learn things at Rhema. He learned a key. Okay, and I also read in Kenneth Hagin's book, Kenneth Hagin said, singing is a sure way to always be in the Spirit. I think that's why Marty sang the whole time we were with him. Either that or we were bad company. I don't want to go into it. Okay, so to stay in this, he did that to stay in the Spirit, and that would do us good. It just hum, you can just hum. And then come to think of it, thank you, Holy Ghost. Just the other day I read, because we are born of God, when we're walking through Walmart and we're humming, thank you, Jesus, you know, thank you, it's anointed. But when another person doesn't, that isn't born again, it's not anointed. You know, I always wondered why God gives me songs when I walk into Walmart. I didn't know. I wish I was smarter. I tell you, I wish I was smarter. I always have a song, and I sing them now. Irritates the people. I don't care. Okay. Okay. Now, Ephesians 5:18-19 says, Ephesians 5:18-19. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. I looked that up. It means leading a wasteful life. Okay. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Keeps you in the Spirit. Obviously, I wouldn't watch Jaws 5 times if I was singing, right, Pastor? You guys remind me of that, okay? John 16:33. Jesus said, that's our Savior, our Master said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be cheerful. I have overcome the world. So I hate to tell you, but that is not a suggestion. That is a command. Be cheerful. And one of the ways is a smile. I have found out in my life, because I want to keep my joy, I want to keep my peace, I'll find myself just grumpy or something. Not very often. But anyways, and if I just put a smile on my face, y'all, something happens to my God. Something happens. I'm telling you, something happens. Try smiling more often, too. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, Paul said this, rejoice always. Amplified says, be happy in your faith and be glad-hearted continually. Be glad-hearted continually. Okay. Then he says, Paul says again in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, this same Paul that said rejoice always, this is what he went through. 2 Corinthians 11:24-27. Five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, and that's when he was stoned to death. Three times I was shipwrecked, a night and day in the deep. I have been in frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, in dangers from robbers, in dangers from my own countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the wilderness, dangers among false prophets. I have been through many sleepless nights in hunger and thirst, often without food and in cold and exposure. And this man is the one who said, rejoice always. I say rejoice. See, he knows something, y'all. I don't think we have really tapped into this. He knows something. And it's going to work. It is going to work. One more way to get rid of discouragement, and this is powerful. I didn't start it from the beginning, but I could have, but I put it at the end. Start praying for other people. Just start praying for other people. And this makes me think, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but two policemen having lunch in their squad car, someone walked up and shot them both in the head. They're just doing their duty. So I mean, pray for the policeman. Pray for the fireman. You don't call a politician when your house is on fire. When there's a robber, you don't call somebody else. You know what I mean? It's a policeman. Keep them in your prayers. Please, keep them in your prayers. Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Okay. It will take your mind off your discouragement, your depression, your oppression. It will keep your mind off. I've done it. There's another thing. It just works. I've done it. Okay? And then 1 John 5:5 says, who is he who overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We're overcomers. Praise God forever. Praise God forever. Okay, I have this thing at home. I wrote it out here, but I have this thing at home on a real hard piece of paper so I can read it. This is so good. Jerry Seville. I believe God will turn every adversity into victory. I believe God has a victory plan for all negative circumstances. I always expect victory because God has promised. I always triumph in Jesus Christ. I mean, think about it, y'all. We can't lose. We can't lose. Just think of some of those things. Prayer and just praise and always having a song. And then he says that, oh, eternity is so much longer than down here. Think of eternity and thank you and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.